Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi wahdah, wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah, ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu, wala kitaba ba'da kitabihi, wala shari'ata ba'da shari'atihi. Amma ba'du, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wallahu ja'ala lakum min buyutikum sakana. وقال تعالى فإذا دخلتم بيوتا فسلموا على أنفسكم تحية من عند الله مباركة طيبة. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahluh. Most respected honorable ulama kiram, hufaz of the Quran, brothers and elders, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The beginning of the new Islamic year 1441 is a reminder and a signal for each one of us that we have to go back to the drawing board, get back to our books, and make muhasaba, an account for our year that has passed, that Allah has given to us as a ni'mah and a bounty. For the value of one day of this earth can never ever be understood until a person's eyes closes. Because what is done in this world will be rewarded. As long as we are alive and we are breathing, we will be rewarded. But once a person passes away, then he is waiting for handouts, meaning waiting for people to make isari sawab for him. So be as it may, we have to really take stock of our lives, that this entire year that has passed, have I lived it according to how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects me to live it? Was my output according to the input? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had showered numerous bounties upon me that entire year that has passed. How much He has showered upon me, did my output for the deen equate to that Allah has given me? So it's important for us that we make muhasaba and take stock. Hasibu anfusakum qabla an tuhasabu. Take stock of yourself before the day stock will be taken from you by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Every one of us is given the same 24 hours. Every one of us is given the same 24 hours. The intelligent person who's successful in life, he utilizes the 24 hours. And the average person abuses the 24 hours. So the pen is in our hand for this next year that is to come, this 1441. The actions we do is what we're writing in our nama ya amal, in our books of deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq insha'Allah, that we live this life, a life of barakah insha'Allah. Allah bless us, bless the entire ummah, and remove, alleviate the problems, the difficulties of the ummah around the world. But it's easy for us to sit here and to talk about maybe femicide that's happening, the attack against women in the country and the amount of incidents, and to talk about maybe the Arab leaders and our Muslim leaders in the Arab countries that are sellouts. And we can talk about everything. But if we want to see change, we have to become the change we want to see in our future. And the change starts within our own homes. It's easy to point fingers against the president and people in his cabinet. But each one of us in our own homes, we've got a government in our own homes. That the man is the head of state. He's in charge. And the wife, up to you, everyone will be different. Some will be minister of finance, some will be minister of home affairs, some may just be public protectors. He'll take you also to task. But be as it may, there is structures even in the home. So how that peace, and we can showcase to the world that this is a role model of a Muslim home. We can make it work at a micro level. And the same thing, we can permeate it, we can take it, we can transcend it into a macro level also. Give it to us with taqwa, with lillahiyat, with ikhlas, Inshallah, we'll make it work. But the thing is, we've got the tools at hand. Are we using these tools, the ingredients, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to showcase the success of life? So that starts within our own home. In English, they say, the heart is where the home is. Heart is at home. The heart is not at the house. Which means there's a big difference and a contrast between house and home. What is a house? House is the architectural design, maybe the interior decor, maybe it's about the finesse, the final touch, and the finishing touches of a house. That is a house, the outer. A home, what makes a home is a'mal, is Allah, is ikhlas, is dhikrullah, tilawatul Qur'an, mahabba for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that builds a home. You build a house with blocks or maybe with bricks and with cement. But you born the house with Allah and with the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. With love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So to change our houses into homes is nothing, something beyond reach. It's not over the top. It's within budget for each one of us. It wouldn't cost us too much. There's no major renovations that will be required in changing our own present house into a home. What is required is to come, to bring into our own homes the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If that can come, there will be barakah insha'Allah ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how did he enter his house? What are some of the guidelines we find in the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his blessed life, that if we bring it into our lives, there will be barakah? When I enter my house, or I enter my home, is the question that am I a fireman in the house that's extinguishing and quelling fires because now the mother and the daughter cannot see eye to eye, or the son is running the mother up the pole or running you up the pole, whoever the case may be. What's happening in the house? Is it something my heart is there? That I'm looking forward to go home. Because I'm going to be met with smiles. What a hearty meal. I'm going to be met with obedient children. Is that the case? Or are we just looking forward to the next weekend? Hey boys, what's happening? We going for golf or not? Oh, there's rain this Sunday. Look at that. Now stuck at home. Are we thinking ourselves to be stuck at home with the family? Or is it that I'm happy to give that family time to spend with my children? The bounties from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, simple, how did he enter his house? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he entered home. One important ingredient is to smile. First impressions are lasting. You never get a second chance to make a first impression. So when you enter the house, immaterial of what has transpired, whatever has happened, but to wear a smile. Aisha radiallahu anha says that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam kana rajulan min rijalikum. He was a man like each one of us. The difference, إِلَّا أَنَّهُ كَانَ ضَحَّاكًا بَسَّامًا. He was always wearing a smile. You looked at him and you could see he was a smiling character. One crooked thing that can straighten anything, and that's a smile. Immaterial of the situation, you just smile. One person says, smile all the time, even your enemies will be baffled. Smile, even your enemies will get baffled. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that we enter with a smile. It's not the, if we're having any issues at our business houses, in our professions, wherever we are having any issues, remember that stays there. That's a different area of work compared to home. It's not fair at all for the wife to experience your trauma or your depression or problems that you are experiencing at work. Why must she also see the difficulties you're going through? Is not fair on the children. It's not fair on the wife. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to distribute his time at the home. Time was allocated. That this is the time I would distribute and I would give, dedicate for my family. It's dedicated for them. If anyone came for any work, then he had to wait for that family time to be spent with the wife, with the offspring of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's the first thing, to enter with a smile. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the ayat of the Quran that when we enter our house, فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبَةً. When you enter the home, then make salam. Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees us this will be barakah and blessing in your home. When you enter the house and the home, then make salam. Enter with salam. Very important. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives Anas radiallahu anhu advice and he says, Ya Bunayya, O Anas, إِذَا دَخَلْتَ عَلَىٰ بَيْتِكَ فَسَلِّمْ تَكُونُ بَرَكَةً عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِكَ. When you enter the home, then make salam. It will be a means of barakah and prosperity and blessing for you and the family members. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. Should I not tell you of something that if you bring this in your life, then there will be mutual love. There will be love and harmony in the home. Simple Nabi Sam said, Afshu salam abeenakum. Spread the salam when you enter the house. Just make salam all the time. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this ingredient of making salam is not just making salam. Nabi Sam says, spread the salam. Spread in other narrations, obviously. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, عَلَى مَنْ عَرَفْتْ وَمَنْ لَمْ تَعْرِفْ. Whether you know the person or you don't know him, you must make salam. Unfortunately, we take it out of context now, meaning out of the home environment. Your person is walking on the street or maybe in a shopping mall, and you see someone dressed with the Islamic garb. And you say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, brother? Wa alaikum salam. I know you. No, that's the greeting we exchange. In the name of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, salam is not for the person we know, whether we know or we don't know the person. Salam has to be made. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, number one, is entering with a smile. Number two is making salam. And when entering the home, to recite the basic du'as. Bismillahi walajna wa bismillahi kharajna wa ala Allahi rabbina tawakkalna. Leaving the home, bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. These du'as, if we bring these simple du'as in our life, simple du'as, they will be great barakah. Now look at this one du'a. Person leaves the home and he says, Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the angels announce to this person, Hudita wa kufita wa wuqita wa tanaha anhu shaitan. That such a person, hudit, you are guided. Wakufit, your requirements and your chores of the day will be sufficed for by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wawuqit, guaranteed protection from Allah. Watanaha anhu shaytan. Shaytan runs away miles from you. Now the shayateen talk to each other and they make in mashwara, excuse me, how do we penetrate this person? Hudita, hudiya, wakufiya, wawuqiya. This man, his hidayat is written by Allah. His protection is divine from Allah. And such a person, his needs are fulfilled from the treasures of Allah. How do we penetrate these barriers to get to him and make waswasa? He's taken the name of Allah when he has left his home. The king of Rome, he wrote a letter to Umar radiallahu anhu. He says, Oh Umar, I'm having headaches. The headache comes, sometimes it goes. But when it does hit, then the headache is severe, excruciating pain. Oh Umar, suggest something. Maybe you got some wazifa, maybe you can, blow on me or something. Umar radiallahu anhu said, I am sending my qalansuwa. I am sending my topi. I am sending my hat for you. Important sunnah. Simple thing. But the sunnah, he says, I'm sending it to you. So the king put on the topi, put on the qalan suwa and the hat. He says, headache subsided. So he says, now, maybe it's gone. Let me return it to the owner. So he takes out the hat. He sees the headache starts again. Puts on the hat, headache disappears. Takes it out again. So he says, what's happening here? There's a possibility something is, there's something in this hat. So he opens up the hat and he looks to find a piece of paper. What's written and inscribed on this piece of page? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So he realizes, Umar radiyallahu anhu says, it was the barakah of just Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim only your headache subsided. Just that much. Obviously with yaqeen. So, taking the name of Allah, hadith appears in Sahih Muslim, Abu Dawud Sharif, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, person enters his home and he takes the name of Allah. Then shayateen tell each other, La mabita lakum. There's no accommodation in this house. Listen, we're not welcome here. Then at the time of eating, they want to partake of the meal. If he says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, or he says, Bismillah, and he starts eating, Bismillahi wa barakatillah, Bismillah, whatever he says, the name of Allah. Then shayateen mention to each other, La mabita lakum wala asha. There's no bed and breakfast tonight. There's no meals also. We can't even gate crash. But if the person enters the home and he doesn't take the name of Allah, shayateen call each other. Let's have ijtima in this house. Because now they did not take the name of Allah. Time of eating, person forgets to take the name of Allah. Very busy with the call. So-called important at family time. He's important. Allahu alam how important it can be. That time he's taking a call. Then shayateen say, he didn't take the name of Allah when he's eating. Come, let's eat with him also. Let's eat with him and partake of the meals. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. When we enter our homes, we also do a very similar thing. We enter the home, and the first thing is, if the alarm is on, we will punch in our secret code. So the alarm is deactivated. So when we enter our home, maybe the alarm bells of the wife are going to ring. I told you to bring this, you didn't get it. And she's going to give you a long bayan. Take, just smile, that's the secret code. Just smile, that's the secret code. Once you entered, now you, listen, you need to protect yourself from the outside. So you on the outside beams. Because you're still moving in the house. How do you alarm the outside beams? By taking the name of Allah when you enter the house. Bismillahi walajna wa bismillahi kharajna. Taking the name of Allah. Now shayateen see, listen, this house is, they have binded this house. We can't enter this house. Go, let's go to another house. So simple things we need to do for barakah in our homes. Enter with a smile. Take the name of Allah. Make salam when entering the homes. Then this will become a home a person will be looking to go to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahu ja'ala lakum min buyutikum sakana. Allah has made from your homes a place of sukoon. In Arabic, a home is called maskan. The root letters are sakan. Comes from the word sukoon. Sukoon, itminan, tranquility, peace of mind and heart will be found in a home in which the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive. This is the place. It shouldn't be that when the husband is coming home, then the wife is opening up the wazifa kitabs. Hey, yesterday that wazifa didn't work for this ferocious lion. Let's try this next wazifa. It shouldn't be she's dreading the husband coming home. Rather, she should be anticipating and waiting. My husband must come home. He's a source of barakah and blessings. On the lighter side, one day one person, he was in a coma, so they thought he really passed away. Kafan, dafan, everything, they were ready for it. They're carrying the janazah. As they're carrying this janazah at the qabrastan, there was one branch of a tree that was a little bit low. Brothers forgot to lower the janazah a little. And the janazah, it hit the tree. So the person, because of the jolt, he woke up from his coma. He says, by what you all doing? You see, inna lillah, this man is awake. So they take him back home. They say, listen, there was a mistake. He woke up from his coma. You see, Allahu Akbar, okay, he lived a few years. Few years later, this man passed away. Now when he passed away, the wife called the people that were carrying the janazah, told him, see, listen, y'all going to bury my husband now. She was crying, she was worried. But do me one favor for the sake of Allah. Just don't hit the tree again. Just don't hit the tree again. So is that the case? That they're dreading us coming, or are they waiting and anticipating, when will my husband come back home? So that's with regards to entering the home. At the time of meals, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us. At the time of meals, now this is the time for each one of us that we spend time with the wife, with the children. Allahu Akbar, there was one dish that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or plate that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sahaba used to eat from. Narration appears in Abu Dawud Sharif, 4 Sahaba had to carry it. One is because it was weighty and heavy, and other was because it was a huge plate for everyone to come on that one plate to eat from. So the importance of us getting together and eating and sharing one plate. فَاجْتَمِعُوا عَلَىٰ طَعَامِكُمْ وَاذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ يُبَارَكْ لَكُمْ فِيهِ. Take the name of Allah, come together, share the food. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there'll be barakah in that food inshaAllah. By getting together, Aisha radiallahu anha says, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to be at my home, I would drink from the utensil, and then I would notice that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I would carefully look at him. يَضَعُ فَاهُ عَلَى مَوْضِعِ فِيَّ يَعْنِي يَتَحَرَّ فَمِي. He would look for the spot from where I drank that water. He would drink from exactly that spot. We would say he never had kalaba. He wasn't someone that was indifferent. He was someone that loved. He had love and affection for his wife. He didn't just keep it. He expressed it and he showed it. What do you say? I love her. Oh, the latest C-class, who bought it? Why I bought it? I love her. I mean, why do I take her for Umrah? I love her. But expressing that love and showing that love, demonstrating it by showing the wife that you love her. This is what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do at the time of meals. He used to actually, from that, sometimes Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the hadith it comes, that a type of sadaqah is to take a morsel of food and to feed it to your wife. That's also a form of sadaqah. A person will be rewarded for that also. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he entered the home, there was a lot of love. Hassan ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates the hadith, and he says that one day Hassan radiallahu anhu was on the back of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was on the back. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is actually carrying him. So one person remarked and he says, "Ni'mal markabu rakibta." Oh Hassan, what a good conveyance you've ridden. What a good conveyance. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned to that sahabi and he says, Ni'ma rakibu huwa. What a good rider he is also. You worried about me, the conveyance? What about him? He's such an excellent rider. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very easy going. He wasn't difficult. He was light-hearted. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he also cracked jokes with sahaba radiallahu anhum. And he was a personality that exchanged words of love, of peace, of harmony in the home with his wife, with his children, with everyone alike in the home. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Sometimes the complaints ulama are dealing with, Mawlana, I did enough. How much more must I do for her? It's time for her to reciprocate. She must play her part. It's a two-way street. I'm doing my part, she must play her part. But so beautifully said, don't count the things you do. So beautifully said, don't count the things you do. Rather do the things that count. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely reward you in akhirat for whatever you are doing. Whether she's playing her part or not, as long as we know we're going to be rewarded by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he entered the house, there was love with the wife, with the sisters, with whoever was around in society. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged it. In the ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us that wa'ashiruhunna bil ma'roof. The pledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O ummati muslima, ashiruhunna bil ma'roof. Please take special care of your women. Take care of them. Istausu bin nisa'i khayra. Nabi Sam says, I give you good counsel regarding your woman. Please take care of them. In a hadith that appears in Sahih al-Bukhari, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, May yali min hadhihi al-banati bi shay'in. Whoever takes care of girls, person is blessed with girls, sometimes mind-boggling, can't understand, but maybe it's a capitalist mind. Person says, Mawlana, got a daughter, liability. Person has got a son, he says, asset. He's got a daughter, he says, this is a liability, I need to look after her. What if she's divorced, she's going to come back home, I must look after her, my responsibility. Here he fends for himself, Allah forgive. But the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there will be no possibility, no iota, no chance of any femicide, any attack on women, if a person has to read the ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you look after these daughters, sisters that you got in your care, فَأَحْسَنَ إِلَيْهِنَّ كُنَّ لَهُ سِتْرًا مِنَ النَّارِ. These daughters and sisters of yours will become a veil and a parda between you and the fire of Jahannam. These same girls will become a veil from the fire of Jahannam. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the home, Sahaba radiallahu anhum says, كَانَ يَفْلِي ثَوْبَهُ وَيَحْلُبُ شَاتَهُ وَيَخْدُمُ نَفْسَهُ. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to patch his own clothes. He used to even milk the animals. He would look after his own needs by himself. He wouldn't be someone that waiting, you know, wife at his beck and call, waiting for anything to be done. Get this for me, please sort that out. No. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fend for himself and do things on his own. This is also from the Mubarak teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, that ability, that we be party to the work in the home. Yes, you played your part, you work very hard at home, or rather at the business, or wherever you were working, in your practices. But when we come back home, it's time to give a little hand, a little bit assistance to the wife, to the children, little bit with their work. It's important that we spend time with the children to see their homework, to do the homework with them. Imagine a person qualified, rather he's in university. One alim wrote a certain kitab, gave it to this student in university. He says, do me a favor, proofread it and give it back to me. So he proofread it, brought it back. Mona says, how's everything? So he says, grammatical errors, very minimal, whatever there was, I highlighted it. But just one problem, Maulana, what's the issue with Darwinism? Maulana, what's the issue with it? So Maulana says, according to Quran and Hadith, we were not created from monkeys and apes, we are human. So he says, but Maulana, I don't really believe in that. I mean, that's our ancestry, that's where we came from, that's our lineage. So Maulana says, but hey, hold on, you Hafidhul Quran, and this how you think? But coming back to the drawing board, the problem is maybe the tarbiyat, that interaction between father and son was not on that level. Hey, beta, what did you learn in school today? Oh, my son, come here. What did you learn today? Let me help you. Let me assist you. Let me test you. So you know what's being taught in the school. Maybe it's a situation he has to go to a certain school, or whatever the case be, immaterial, you still have to take stock of the children and ask them, مَا نَحَلَ وَالِدٌ وَلَدًا مِن نَحْلٍ أَفْضَلَ مِن أَدَبٍ حَسَنٍ. No man can give his child any present better than good character. Always remember, the chickens come back home to roost. Whatever you're gonna produce in your home, in your hands, one day when it comes back, that was the ill effects of maybe not nurturing the child. Always remember, the consequences will come back to us. The daughter was troubling, whatever the case being, that marriage, she came back home, ask the question, was she playing her part as a wife in that home? Or was she someone like how she was spoiled in your home? She's also wanting to be spoiled in that home, so she didn't want to make it work, and she's running back. Well, that's your own doings. From your own hands, you have to fend for it. You have to see to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, the ability. These are Mubarak days, Mubarak months, Ashuri Hurum. The month of Muharram is a Mubarak month. It's the fasting for us will be obviously on a Monday and Tuesday, or Tuesday and Wednesday. Our fasting options will be Monday and Tuesday, or Tuesday and Wednesday. These are the options that we have. Program will be taking place on Monday night also by Maulana Chauhan Sahib, inshallah, after the Isha Salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq that we fast in this month. We fast these 2 days, inshallah. The history of that will be mentioned. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Whatever was mentioned with regards to how to bring barakah in our homes, that this is something we bring it into action, inshallah. Whatever has been said, it's a new year. Let's start taking down notes. What I don't have in my life, bring it into my life. We need to have a dream of what we want in our homes. And remember, a dream written with a date becomes a goal. And a goal broken down into steps becomes a plan. And a plan backed with action becomes reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a reality in our homes, that we live the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.